Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I've written an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, with the beautiful journey that the angels took me on, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on many times an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above and see their lives from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. Now, like my posse, I'm very excited to take some calls today for some free angel advice. So you can call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that call in number for some free angel guidance and free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those calls for angelic advice, I would like to welcome everyone to Angel Healing House, welcome those listeners that are listening in, and I'd also remind everyone that if you want to be reminded about Angel Healing House and radio and the radio programs that are going to be coming up, you can go on the Blog Talk Radio website, go to Angel Healing House Radio, find my photo, and then underneath you can push follow so that you will be reminded about the Angel Healing House shows that are coming up. So I know that our show today is about positively manifesting things in our life. Right before I get into that topic, as it is March 13th, today, lucky number 13, I'm going to talk a little bit about Mercury retrograde. A lot of people don't know the influence that this planet of communication, which is Mercury, what happens when it goes backwards. You know, for many of us that are experiencing this time in the Northern Hemisphere, I know this show goes out globally, it goes out internationally, but in our Northern Hemisphere right now, spring is definitely in the air, and it's traditionally a season of fresh, new beginnings, regeneration, and there's a surge of hope within people, you know, like the first tiny little buds that optimistically appear after a cold winter. We also begin to feel a sense of optimism and renewal around this long time of hibernation. And even though spring fever is upon us and there's a feeling of expectation in the air, many are feeling like an energetic force is weighing down on us and is bringing in self-doubts and uncertainty. I don't know about you, but ever since the beginning of the year, there have been times that I felt like I've been pushing molasses along a flat surface with more effort from myself being put into my dreams coming true and very few results to show for it, I thought I would share some insight as to what is contributing to this slow down period in our lives. You know, one of the reasons for this slow down in our lives is that Mars is the planet of energy and action. Well, that particular planet started to go backwards on January 24th, and it halted much of our forward motion. Basically, it feels like our get up and go, got up and went. So when this planet goes in reverse, we definitely feel like we are spinning our wheels and we are going nowhere fast. Now, the frustration many people are feeling has deflated our optimistic bubbles and is really testing our faith to the max. Like many others, my first reaction when this happens is to just try harder, is to just push more and put in extra time on our phone calls, on our computer, with maybe greater social media attention. But several weeks ago, I received a series of rather persistent visitations from the fairies that kept telling me to just do the opposite. Now, many of you know that I work with the extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse, and yet from time to time, I do get messages from the elemental realm, and that's the fairies that do bring me insights from time to time. And God bless them all for the wonderful work that they are doing on the planet. Firstly, the fairies told me that as of March 2nd, this new moon in Cancer is urging us to rest, go within, do so much needed introspective work. This downtime until March 22nd is very important, as it will allow us to really hone in on what is causing us irritation in our lives. This much-needed attention will help us to once and for all acknowledge the beauty in our irritations. And a lot of you might say, why would I acknowledge the beauty in irritation? Well, this has all to do with manifesting, because if an irritation is in your reality, it means you manifested it there to teach you some form of contrast. So once we see that irritation as a blessing, we can acknowledge it, we can thank it in order to finally release it. And this can only happen in this downtime, this time of lull, this time of quiet that we're going through. So when the new moon arrives on the 22nd of March, it will shine a light on how we choose to perpetuate any irritations in our lives and prevent them from being resolved. The fairies told me to be sure to pay attention to what is bothering me over the next week, for they said that this may be the very thing that is about to be radically transformed in my life. And just before we get to our first caller, I would like to just state those few things that we really do have to look out for in when that planet of communication, Mercury, starts to go backwards in retrograde. Often communication will break down. That means phone calls, fax, Skype, texting, all computers. There are more glitches that appear during a Mercury retrograde. You can anticipate detours during travel. You know, make sure your car is working well. Avoid signing documents during this time. Again, expect travel delays. And one thing I do say, whether you do believe in a Mercury retrograde or not, you know, and the falling down in communication, is it's always a good idea to back up your computer. So you know, whenever a Mercury retrograde comes around, whether it's true or not, I always see this as a flag, as a sign to back up my computer. So before we get into that was a timely introduction, as it's Mercury retrograde now, and really the thing that you most would be most beneficial for listeners to take in with that information is it is a time of quiet. It is a time of lull and a downtime for you to really hone in on what is working in your life and what is not working in your life. So let's go to our first caller. It's a 904 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who do I have on the line?
Hello. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
Good. My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am well.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Do you have a sunny day there?
It's a beautiful day. Probably about 78 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sunny Los Angeles has gone very cloudy today, so maybe you can send us some of your sunshine.
Okay, I'll be happy to.
Thank you very much. Do you have a question or a concern for the Posse of Angels?
I was reading your bio, and that's kind of why I called in to, get some, how do you say it? Because I'm just now trying to, understand, like past life and, how it might be affecting my current life or, what have you. So,
all right,
my area is in the line of career.
Okay.
Finding a job and getting back on track.
Okay. Are you in a current job at the moment?
No.
Okay. You're not in a current job. And how long ago did you leave the job that you were in?
Oh, it's been a long time. Because I've been working contract work for several years now.
Okay. Would you say that you, Sarah, would you say that you absolutely adored doing contract work?
No.
No. So what the Posse of Angels are saying to do is they want you to put on a party hat and they want you to start to dance and be so happy that you're not doing this work anymore. They want you to take your eyes off of what you did in the past, and they want you to start putting your eyes on what to do in the future or what you could start making movement. Okay, they're showing me the Temperance card, and the Temperance card is about being flowing and about being yielding and about being soft and is about being receptive. You haven't really started to put your emphasis on what makes Sarah happy.
Hmm.
What makes Sarah happy? Discount. Really do discount anything else. If you could do anything in the world, Sarah, that you would love doing, what would that? This is a new start for you, by the way.
It is?
They're saying to you that it's time for you to start over, and it's time for you to be like a little child, and start to see your world from joy, from bliss, from happiness. They want you to start to giggle, and they want you to start to go into your heart, and they want you to say, what is it that makes Sarah happy? What would you like to be doing?
Well, I mean, you're asking me that question now?
Mm-hmm.
I did Mary Kay as a beauty consultant as a hobby level for several years now, and I know I would be good at it because I feel good when I do it. I feel good when I, when people put makeup on their face and, cleanse their skin and they feel better about themselves.
The greatest word that you just used, if we could only stay in the present moment and hear our heart and what our heart is saying. You said you love putting on other people's makeup, and you said when you do it, you're feeling good.
Yeah, because, they feel good about themselves, because a lot of times a lot of women don't know what they're doing. And,
Absolutely.
When they actually feel the product on their face and, see the transformation, and it's not a hard sale. I mean, that's the only sales business, I've been in, on a personal level, and I don't feel like I have to sell it. I mean, it really sells itself.
No, and then the reason for that, Sarah, is because your vibrations and your energies are so high and so happy when you're doing it that what you're doing is you're really selling your happiness.
Okay.
That's what you're doing. And so the angels are now saying, the posse is saying, really, you have this beautiful tool there that you're very good at, and that you make now that it makes you happy, then you can spread this happiness out to other people. You don't need any other indication that that's the direction that you need to walk in. You know, people, we've been so programmed to, as I said in the introduction, to just push harder, to try to push square holes into, you know, square pegs into round holes. When things are not working, go in the direction of ease and grace. So there are several words. I don't know if you have a pen to write these down, but they want the angels are saying, go in the direction of ease and grace, of joy, bliss, happiness. Be like a little child. This is a new start for you, and to thank the contract work that you did before, but now it's a whole new start for you. And you look at your world and say, I am going to be the happiest makeup artist out there, and jobs will come to me easily. And then they want you to live in the present moment. And the present moment, and we're going to be talking about this positive manifesting. So this show was written specifically for you, is to stay in the present moment and to watch the signs that the universe sends you about making steps in the makeup artist industry, or about the beauty industry. But that can't happen, Sarah, unless you tell the universe and you put all your focus and attention on being this makeup artist. So what you do, and what we'll learn today, is you can visualize yourself putting on makeup on people. You could do this in the film industry. You could do this for cancer patients. You can do this for film shoots. You can do this in so many different areas. My husband works in here in Los Angeles, is in the film industry, and quite a number of people he knows do this for a living. I mean, you know, putting on makeup on people in films, commercials, mm-hmm. reality TVs, that kind of thing. I can already feel your energy start to rise when I'm talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And this happiness door is opening inside of you. So what they're saying is, listen to the show specifically today about positively manifesting in your life, the way that you will do it. And the greatest thing about manifesting is not so much just visualizing it, but when the universe sends you opportunities and connections and people in front of you, the most important part in manifesting is stepping forward in faith and walking towards your dreams, answering the call when it appears in your reality. So how does that resonate with you?
It resonates very well, but, you know, at this moment, I just, you know, need a job for, you know, like 6 to 12 months while I am creating, you know, building up my, you know, business again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
all I know is the more that you can put your focus and attention on what you want, the more that you can affirm to the universe exactly what you want and intend that in your heart with so much attention that it has to turn up in your reality. That's the laws of attraction. It must work. And you know what, Sarah, most of the time people discount it because it doesn't turn up in the way they want it to turn up. And the how and the when is not in your control. But just see what turns up in your reality, the more that you say out loud to God, angels, the universe, whatever you want to call that source, I am a wonderful makeup artist, and jobs come to me easily, and I will open my eyes and step forward at any and all opportunities that come my way that make me feel good in stepping forward to this.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that's been helpful. I would love to know where your journey leads you. You can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, you can, for a further extended reading, this is only a very small slice of what the posse have for you, because we can't go into a huge discourse on an individual problems and concerns, but you can book your own intuitive counseling session on my site. So thank you so much for the call, Sarah.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
And okay, be blessed.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And so that Sarah will go and she will have that new start. She will have that new start only if she blesses that contract work that she no longer really wants to do because it no longer speaks to her heart, and affirming to the universe that she is that makeup artist and that jobs will easily come to her, and that she will follow the signs, not force the signs to happen, but she will follow the signs that the universe gives her. So let's go on to our next caller, and that number is 207. 207, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
How are you? It's Melissa.
Who is this?
Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Hi, Melissa. And where are you calling from?
Maine.
You're calling from Maine. What's it like in Maine today?
It's probably around 65, sunny. It's nice.
Oh my gosh. Every place is sunny but cloudy. Los Angeles here. We'll send us some of your sunshine.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's done. It's done.
It's mine. So tell me, what is your call about today?
My call today is about, I would like some good insight and guidance. I have a sister that's 14 years younger than me, and we've struggled on and off for probably about 15 years with a relationship attempting. And she gets pretty nasty to me, and I've just sort of cut her out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that is the right thing to do or...
Okay. Lots of things are starting to pour in. Oh, my gosh. There's so many, okay. let me calm myself down. They're giving me so many messages now that my tongue can't keep up. In this time, when I spoke to, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program, but we are in not only a Mars retrograde where we're going backwards, but Mercury with communication. It's bringing up so much of what is irritating in our lives for us finally to have a look at and to finally, so we can transform and transmute that. Okay, the first thing that the posse are telling me is that the first thing is to acknowledge that you contracted, what's your sister's name?
Siobhan.
You contracted Siobhan to be in your life. And you chose not only that soul to be your sister, but you chose her characteristics as well. Okay? Now, somebody, you're thinking to yourself, why would I choose her to be so nasty?
I like her. She just lashes out at me.
Okay.
All right.
The reason she lashes out to you has to do with what somebody says to you, and their actions to you has nothing to do with you. It has to do 100% with what their paradigm is, what their perception is. The only reason that she would lash out is because she's hanging on to anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret. And that has nothing to do with you. That is her journey in life. Okay, so that's number one.
So
number one is it. So that has nothing to do with you. To acknowledge Siobhan, I want you to say thank you for being in my life, because you contracted her to be there. And the reason you contracted her to be there. Sometimes we contract somebody like this into our life to teach us patience, to teach us tolerance, and to teach us acceptance. but also to teach us to set up limits and boundaries in how we and how we will be treated. Because I too had a similar relationship with somebody in my life, a relative like this, and I tried. I tried everything. I was kind. I was considerate. I was compassionate. I would twist myself into a pretzel, you know, to try to placate them and everything. But they still chose to hang on to anger and bitterness and judgment and all of that. And so, you know, over the years, I tried to keep contact with them. They certainly wouldn't, it wouldn't be forward on their part. They didn't make contact unless I made contact, and I made all the overtures to try to keep the relationship going. And every time I did, it was met with a great deal of anger and resentment. And after a while, it was about a year ago, I said, I'm not going to perpetuate this anymore. I'm going to draw a line in the sand, and I'm going to thank this person for being in my life. I'm going to bless them in order for me to let go and to release them. And so the relationship actually is much better now for me. I haven't heard from this relative, and quite frankly, it's not my journey. It's not my journey, but I but I love myself enough, Melissa, quite frankly, I love myself enough not to allow this person to keep wiping their feet on me.
And I think that I drew the line about 2 months ago, and the nasty text started. I thought, I love her. I really, really do. And I wondered, has my mother caused this kind of thing? I don't want to go into that because I know that's a whole other deal, but it's like, I don't know.
Okay. It's nobody causes anything because two people can have the same experience. One can see it as a blessing and one can choose to see it as a tragedy. Nobody really causes anything, especially when, you know, they're over the age of like 2 years old. I mean, you know, it sounds like obviously your sister is an adult, and we all have choices to make. And with today's show about positively manifesting in our lives, the more we can put our focus and attention on things of love, of light, of acceptance, of unity. But you know what? Nobody should allow themselves to be a doormat, to be a sounding board, to be anything for anybody. Okay, I'll give you an exercise, Melissa, and other listeners, which will help enormously. And believe me, this is the time that's bringing up irritation. It's bringing up the time of relationship issues. This is such a huge one in our lives. Okay. When you close your eyes and get some quiet time, you know, in a time, you know, turn off the phones, that you won't that you won't be bothered, that you won't be distracted. I want you to call in your higher self, whatever you call that feeling of something outside of yourself, which is something so much grander than your physical being. Okay. When you settle into that, then I want you to visualize your sister Siobhan in front of you, and I want you to call in her higher self. And this is a conversation that your higher self is going to have with Siobhan's higher self. And this is the conversation is, I acknowledge you for being in my life. I contracted you because I love you. Because I am you. I am you. I love you. And if there's anything of contrast in there, it's I've drawn it to myself to teach me a lesson. And so I take responsibility for it. So that's number one. Number two is, after you've said that, then I want you to thank her for being there. Thank you. Thank you for showing me the contrast, because it's only knowing what we don't want that brings us back so often.
What we do want.
what we do want in our lives.
Yep.
And you know what? Quite frankly, I mean, you know, I'm over the tender age of 50, and it took me a long time to stop being the enabler, stop being codependent, stop making everything right with everybody else's life, and start to make myself the priority.
You're the third person, I'm not a frequent flyer reader person, that has this doormat thing and boundaries just keeps popping up for me, even in real life, TV, ads, magazines. So this must be my lesson to
this is your
break
lesson that you that you are worth it, Melissa. If we don't make ourselves a priority, then the universe will not make us a priority. And because the universe, the world is in us, and if we serve love of self first, then we can feel fulfilled in order to go out and fill others. Okay, so you've acknowledged her, then you thank her for the contrast, then you bless her for exactly where she is in her life. She, if she never changes, she is perfect and divine on her path, but her path is not your path, so you bless her. And then you release her. You say, "I release you." Now, the colors that I want you to see your sister in are, I want you to surround her with green healing light.
Okay.
See her in this radiant green healing light. It's the color of nature. That's why we feel so rejuvenated when we go out in nature and connect to that green healing. Then I want you to see her engulfed in the color pink. Because the color pink is that universal love. And then I want you to see her in the divine white light.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in after that and then let it go. And I've heard from so many people that that even if they don't hear from the relatives, even if things on the relatives' part, they feel so much better about where they are in the relationship.
Okay.
All
I
right.
I can do that. Thank you.
I would love you to do that. And really, do not give your power away to anything else, because you are the priority. I'd love to know where your journey leads you. Send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. So look after yourself and take care, Melissa.
Too.
Thank you very much
for
the phone call. Bye bye. Thank you so much, Melissa. That that phone call, just like Sarah's, it's interesting in how synchronistic things work out. That by Melissa putting her focus and attention on what is positive in her life, and to see that she manifested her sister to her to learn contrast on what she didn't want as much as what she did want. So with today's topic on positively manifesting in our life, I'd like to read an email from a caller in Chicago, and her name is Gwen. She wrote me an email and she said, "Candy, I love your show and the straightforward advice from the posse. My question is that I have been putting all my focus on my manifesting has not the posse if they have any impressions." Well, the first thing that I got, Gwen, was the posse want to applaud you for really not compromising your dream and steadily focusing on it. One thing you definitely have learned in all of this is to still have faith, patience, and perseverance. The posse saw that your dream was related to bringing something very new and artistic and fresh to your career. Firstly, the posse is saying that you are very you're concentrating so hard on the expectation of how your dream should manifest that perhaps you've not recognized or acted upon important signs from the universe that could have advanced your dream into happening. But remember, for the most part, the universe will work in baby steps. It does not give us everything at once. Instead, it sends us signs and signals and synchronicities to act upon and follow. Remember that these signs often show up in the form of people to connect with or opportunities to assist us in fulfilling the desired intentions in our hearts. You know, sometimes they may not seem to be connected to our goal, But that's why it's always so important to just keep following the bliss in our hearts. Keep stepping forward. And just like our caller Sarah, keep whatever feels good, keep affirming that to the universe and stepping forward and taking action towards it. They want you to know that just because you might have missed a sign the first time, it will be presented to you over and over again for you to advance to your dream. Oh, so now we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Nobody, but nobody out there has missed the boat. They are saying to keep going, as this creative endeavor has success written all over it, by striving for something and putting in effort, patience, and determination. The final achievement of our desires will have so much greater significance for us than if we just were handed it without any effort on our part. So, when we look at the ancient art of positively manifesting, or manifesting anything for that matter, it really doesn't matter if we call ourselves an alchemist, a shaman, a goddess, or even Merlin. We could even be Merlin the magician himself, as we have just as much power to be able to conjure up whatever we desire into our lives. In fact, we all have been manifesting things not only every day of our lives, but every second of our lives. But for the most part, it is done unconsciously and without much focus and attention. And while today's program may not have all of the listeners turning straw into gold on our first try, with these few pointers, you'll have a solid foundation on how to practice the art of manifestation and translate that into your life. Okay. When it comes to manifesting anything, the number one thing of importance is becoming aware of what you want to manifest in your life. Now, that sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, believe me, for the 10 years that I have been a healing practitioner and intuitive counselor through my business, Angel Healing House, the question that my clients struggle with the most to answer is, what are they passionate about and what do they want their life to look like? The reason they struggle to come up with this answer is that they have stifled and they've shut down their hearts for so long that they have a great deal of trouble coming up with the answer of what it is that makes them feel good. I often have reminded many of them that they are, in fact, a master at manifesting, you know, because a lot of people say, well, I haven't manifested anything in my life. But I show them their lives and I say, because when you look at all the compromises that many people have chosen to put their focus and attention on, they've manifested a compromised life that often includes dishonoring relationships, dissatisfying jobs, and many times physical and emotional health problems to themselves. Because things just don't happen. They're there because of everything that we have thought, every word that we have said, and every feeling in our heart that is always painting our reality. Now, to help my clients open up infinite doors of positive possibilities and help them find and open that long-lost closet of their passion, I help them to visualize and imagine the life that they long to live. You know, once they become aware of what they truly want their lives to look like without compromising their soul, one of the most helpful ways to begin the process of manifesting is to actually write a decree to God. Now, a decree is a sacred pact between you and divine source stating exactly what you want your life to look like and how you will not accept anything less. By writing out exactly what they want their life to look like and speaking it aloud, then the universe sees that you are clear and you're firm, not only what you desire, but also what you will do to make that a reality. And then by the universe knows what you want, it will send you signs in order to act upon them and step forth and make action towards it. And every time you make action towards a dream coming true, then it can the universe can send you another sign back to you. Okay. So once this is done, the universe has a clear understanding of how it can begin to co-create with you in order for your desired life to truly manifest. Okay, so that's number one. Remember, callers and listeners, you can call in for some free angel advice before we go on to the second step of how we positively manifest in our lives. The number to call in is 646-716-6794, and the posse are waiting to give some angel advice out there. So, okay, the first step in manifestation is come up clearly with what you want your life to look like. You know, one of the reasons I'm sure that clients and students and listeners out there want to change their lives is, I'm sure this happens, is that the person has put their emphasis on being more in the present moment of their lives. Okay, they start to see and watch for signs from the universe. So really hone in on what you want your life to look like. And even though things start to show an inkling of positive change, it's amazing to me how many people stop themselves or fail to keep going toward making their desire a reality because they lose hope that it will ever happen. They just plain give up. You know, the posse have often told me that over 99% of all people will give up on their dreams. So knowing this, let's talk about the practical ways that you can keep focused on manifesting whatever you want to bring into your life. Well, the second step is called specific intent. The use of specific intent in our lives. You know, the more we can have something to remind us of the importance of our dreams, the more energy and time we'll devote to the awareness of it. Take, for instance, visual reminders. I call these vision boards or dream boards. They're a great way of depicting your passions in picture form, and it's a great activity to get involved with as well. So you can cut out pictures from magazines or print pictures from the internet that represent what do you want your life to look like. You know, some clients put lots of money scattered all over their vision boards. They want lots of money. Or they will put photos of their beautiful beach home that they own, or their beautiful home in on a ranch somewhere. Or if you want to manifest a healthier body to yourself, you can put photos of yourself walking along the beach or taking an exercise class or buying a bike. The kind of car you want and the kind of car that you not want, but the kind of car that you love and that you own. You know, listeners, for 2 years, I had a VW Volkswagen Bug Beetle on my vision board. And where we lived, my husband and I moved here from Australia about 4 years ago. The first place we lived up in the Carmel area in Monterey Bay, we lived so close to town, I really didn't need a car then. And then when we moved down to Santa Barbara for those 2 years, we lived four blocks from Main Street. I didn't need a car then as well. But then we moved to Los Angeles, and the universe said, she cannot do her work without a car, and the money miraculously showed up for that. So remember, this is your dream board for you to look at each day as a reminder of what your life looks like. Yes, I said not that you want your life to look like, but I said want looks like in the present moment. Because it's important to note that your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what is real and what is not. The more that you can affirm that this is yours, the more the universe will begin to co-create and help you achieve these desires. Now, in addition to visual reminders, we can also give ourselves daily pep talks through sayings of affirmations. Favorite affirmations of mine is that everything always works out for me. That's it. No matter what happens, everything always works out for me. Another one is, I'm always provided for. I'm always provided for, I'm abundant, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, people love to give me money. There's many affirmations that you can do. Just go on the internet and just, you know, you can download positive affirmations. But the funny thing about saying, I am rich, I am wealthy, and I am abundant, the universe, God and the angels, will not look into your bank account to verify this, but it will externally start to match that feeling of wealth and richness that you are feeling inside. So, and with this spoken word of affirmation and the visual reminders of vision boards to help us remain focused, I cannot say enough about always staying positive in our lives. That's probably one of the most important things we can do. So when things get tough, listeners, and when things do get tough and your patience is wearing thin, take another step towards God and say, it's in your timing, God. It's not in my timing. Thank you for making my dreams and desires a reality. I know you're working on it. I know you're working on it, so thank you. I know that every time that I have come to the point of sheer frustration with no patience left in my tank, just saying those words and breathing them into my heart has helped me to keep going. I just saw that we had a caller on the line who dropped out. If you do want to call in, there's still time to call in for some free angel advice and angel guidance. That number is 646 to call in, 716-6794. Again, 646-716-6794 for some free angel guidance and free angel advice from the Puffy. Now, let's go on to the next step of positively manifesting. So now that we're aware of our desire and doing practical things to focus our attention on it, I'd like to come to the third step of our manifestation, which is letting go of the past. This is such an important thing because how can you remain in the present moment and watching out for the way that the universe is going to respond and bring you signs to step forward with what you've intended for your life to look like if you're always turned around and you're always focused to the past. So there's a wonderful little story here. I want you to imagine that there is a bank. And the bank credits your account each morning with $84,400. It carries over no balance from the day to day. Every evening, it deletes whatever part of the balance you failed to use during that day. What would you do? Well, I know what I would do. I would draw out every cent of that $84,400 every single day. Well, in a way, the universe has such a bank, and its name is time. Every morning it credits us with 86,400 seconds, and every night it writes it off. It's lost, whatever this we fail to invest to a good purpose in our lives. Carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day it opens up a new account for us to use, and each day, each night, it burns the remains of that day. Well, if you fail to use the deposits of each day, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against tomorrow. You must live in the present moment on today's deposits. Now, knowing this, listeners, think to yourself, where are you investing your focus and your attention and your time? If you're spending your time thinking about the past, if you're spending your time thinking about what's gone wrong in your life, what you do not have, what you lack, how your life is not working, you're focusing your energies on something that you do not want. And by replaying sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, and resentment, you'll keep yourself focused on negativity. And because the universe is always your direct match vibrationally, you will be drawing negativity to yourself and certainly not be putting your focus on what you do want your life to look like and not making positive steps forward to that which would be most beneficial to you. If you invest your every moment on being positive and making movement toward your passions and your dreams, then the universe will pay you back with absolutely amazing, huge dividends every moment of your life. Okay, so once you begin to really become consciously aware of putting your energies into the manifestation of your dreams, the next step will help you enormously to help open unlimited ways that the universe can bring your desires to you. And the next step is called the state of allowance. you begin to gain a more mature perspective on letting life flow, letting life take its own course, and life, a life that grows from the realization of really how little input we all have as individuals concerning the flow of our lives. In other words, by letting go of control on the how and when of things happening, which, quite frankly, listeners, that's the details. We have no control over that. And if you try to push those round pegs into square holes, you will only get a very sore hand and not many results. And most of the time, even if things happen as a result of us pushing and pushing and pushing and telling the universe what we have to do, it will always be, and it will always come with a compromise that we're really not happy with. So once this is realized, we can experience a diminishing of deep, agonizing struggles in our lives because we give in and we absolutely let go. You know, once we stop constricting and restricting the how and the when of life happening, life then has a way of falling into place without our micromanaging it. You know, some call this way of being in a state of grace in which one purposely chooses to shift into a very different way of seeing life. The state of allowing doesn't have anything to do with knowledge or power or achieving anything. It is a conscious act to surrender to something that is beyond the perspective of anything that we actively seek to do or we've sought to do before. A state of grace or the state of allowance is a deep, profound knowing that whatever turns up in your reality will always turn up for your highest good. You may not think it in that moment, and often down the track we think to ourselves, excuse me, well, it's a good thing that that thing did not happen in our lives because it turned out so much better. And often we can see things very clearly in retrospect. So allowing is a deep, profound knowing that no matter what happens to us, we will always be protected, provided for, guided, and cherished, and more adored than we could ever possibly imagine in our lives. And the third thing is that allowing is a deep, profound knowing that everything happens in divine timing. And so, especially now in this time of Mercury retrograde, in which there's a downtime, there's a time of quiet, allow. Just go into that state of allowance, that knowing that if you are putting your focus and attention on your dreams coming true, on the things that you truly believe that you want, that you desire your life to look like, that the God and the angels are, the divine source is on top of it, and it will happen, but you must put your focus on it, and you then must step forward at the signs that the universe will be sending you. You know, the state of allowing is a choice that one makes when lets go of their ego, and they come to a place of deep peace and acceptance within. In every single second of every single day, we're painting the portrait of our world again with the energies of our thoughts, of our words, and our feelings in our hearts that we choose. For instance, my world is one of peace, love, unity, acceptance, and harmony. And it's no surprise to me that this is so, as this is my reality that's been created from my diligent practice over my many years. I come to life as a child. I come to life with a sense of wonder, with a sense of enchantment, and knowing that whatever happens in my life is always there because it's there for my highest good. I have a little story that I would like to end the show with today. About something seemingly horrible happening in our lives, because everything in our lives is a blessing, even though it may not appear that way. So the story goes like this. One day a farmer's donkey fell into a well. The animal cried pitifully for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do with it. And so finally he decided that the animal was too old and the well needed to be covered up anyway, so it just wasn't worth his time to retrieve the donkey. He invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed shovels and began to shovel dirt into the well. Well, at first the donkey realized what was happening, and he cried horribly. And then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down the well and was astonished at what he saw. With every shovel full of dirt that hit the donkey's back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake the dirt off, and he would take a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take another step up. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well, and off he trotted. Life is like that, listeners. Life is going to shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt. We learn our best lessons in contrast. The trick is getting out of the well. The trick to getting out of the well is to shake off whatever is on top of you and take another step up. Each of us will have and be presented with our troubles, irritations, but they are stepping stones. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping. Do not give up. Shake it off and take a step up. And it looks like that's the end of the show today, so thank you. Thank you to those callers who called in, and of course, to all of my listeners. Thank you. Before we go, I'd just like to tell you that you can live anything in what you are calling positive physical manifestation in your life. But you have to conjure it up in energetic form before you do so. You have to imagine it before it can become a reality. Everything that you are living in your physical body now, you have imagined the essence of it before you have lived it. So that about wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, listeners, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, again, about my two near-death experiences and the beautiful journey that the angels took me on. Angels of Faith is the name of the book. And you can purchase this on my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. Also, I have a wonderful, beautifully, professionally recorded meditation CD. It's called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Just so you can be clear enough to focus on positively manifesting in your life. And that beautifully professionally recorded CD can also be purchased on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number to call for your own sessions or for the newsletter or to send me a concern or a query is 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine out of you, and that way your life will be representative of the divine within you, and you will go on to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Until next time, please tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I would love you to call in then. Take care of yourselves. Again, have a blessed week, and goodbye, everyone.